We're talking now with Dr. Gay Miller from University of Illinois. Dr. Miller, when we think about foot and mouth disease, FMD, we haven't had a case for obviously decades in the United States. It's always been talked about as a when and not if, it seems like.
That's absolutely correct. We need to prepare for it as if it's going to occur in the near future, plain and simple.
Now, you gave some examples as far as, the thing we've seen the most and heard the most were the events that happened in England about a decade or a little bit longer than that now, that showed so much carnage, so much depopulation, and that was always looked at as maybe the strategy we'd have to follow if we had FMD.
Yes, well, the old style approach was very much stamping out was the only consideration. But we have capability developed now associated with vaccination so that we can, at the very minimum, marry a stamping out approach with vaccination approach in a way that will be effective in handling an outbreak much more economically and with much less wastage of animal protein.
Now, when we think about stamping out versus the vaccination, you know, how do we get our arms around vaccination in some fairly high movement and high population areas, such as, for example, central Oklahoma with something like the Oklahoma National Stockyards?
That's a really interesting and challenging question. It does require a tremendous commitment on the part of industry to think about, to strategize, to develop plans associated with how they would help USDA implement vaccination. USDA will do a good job at getting vaccine to the appropriate release points, if you will, in warehouses. But it is going to require structures in place, put in place by industry as to how to get that vaccine appropriately distributed to the farms and then administered effectively to the animals. And actually, it does depend on the product that ends up being used. There are some vaccines which require a cold chain maintenance, which makes for a more complex distribution plan where newer technologies have much less cold chain requirements associated in ways that make for an easier distribution. But there's no question that industry has got to step up and be heavily involved in collaboration with USDA, both in the development of plans and then the implementation of plans.
You made some reference to the Uruguay situation, that they did do mass vaccination very, very quickly. It took a while for OIE, for example, to catch up with what they had done. What is the international community now looking at as they try to get their arms around vaccination as a rapid strategy?
That's also a very interesting question, actually. The OIE guidance changes, actually, reasonably regularly based on scientific studies, based on what has happened with various countries and how they have responded. And their strategies and guidance to their countries have had changes made to them in recent times even. And so that story will continue to evolve and change. What happened with Uruguay was more than a decade ago at this point. That was an early application of a mass vaccination strategy moving away from a stamping out. And time has passed. It has occurred in other countries. Other countries have used the strategy, and OIE guidance has changed accordingly. And we can anticipate, actually, that OIE guidance might change based on what would happen in the U.S. And how we would choose to handle an outbreak.
How would we, you know, obviously it depends a great deal on location and the initial population that's around and everything, but how would you envision an outbreak of FMD playing out in this country? Maybe with, you know, I guess narrowing it down a little bit, let's say it's beef cattle.
Well, I anticipate that once we recognize that we have it, certainly we are announcing to the world our circumstance, and we are transparent in that basic information. That has been a criticism, actually, of lack of transparency occurring in other countries. We would most likely implement stop movement orders. There would be a standstill of animal agriculture for some period of time. The actual period will depend on how the outbreak unfolds. That alone, research has shown us, is not going to control the outbreak. Neither is mass depopulation, with a very few exceptions where you happen to catch it, be so fortunate to catch it very early and with only certain serotypes that are less infectious. In other circumstances, we have to recognize quickly that we need to implement vaccination, and we need to implement that as rapidly as we can, because the only way to for vaccine to be effective is to get it rapidly into the animals. Speed stops spread with regard to vaccine application.
Are we having conversations? Is like USDA or the U.S. Trade Representative or some of our private reps, are we having conversations with some of our key clients right now to try to deal up front with what happens regarding stoppage of our exports if we get FMD?
Certainly. USDA regularly holds stakeholder forums in which they invite industry in. They're having those conversations. They're working the best they can, given their limited budgets, to have the appropriate dialogue that will allow for joint plans to be developed. It really does require leadership, though, within industry and a push within industry. USDA is responsible for helping industry be as successful as possible, but industry needs to step up and take leadership in this regard, working collaboratively with USDA. And it needs to be done during peacetime, like I said in my talk. During the actual outbreak, there will be rules and regs imposed, and USDA will have, in conjunction with state officials and local officials, a lot more control at that point.
One last question as far as this whole thing, as far as if we do mass vaccination. You indicated that there were several different systems down in South America, at least a couple of systems in South America, as far as the difference between private and the public sector. Do you envision that this, pretty well any case of FMD in the United States, we're going to have to almost allow the producers or private veterinarians to do most of the vaccinations? Is that true?
Well, I don't know for sure if it's true or not. I can say this, that by allowing industry to be primary vaccinators in conjunction with some level of government oversight as to the actual administration, it allows for enhanced speed of delivery of vaccine, and we must have enhanced speed of delivery of vaccine in order to be successful with the vaccination program, either in terms of decreasing the size of the outbreak, decreasing the degree of spread of the outbreak, decreasing the economic consequences of the outbreak, or all of those combined together. So I would hope that the strategy that gets developed uses industry in partnership with government oversight for vaccination application in the U.S.
This remains something we need to be very serious about, right?
Absolutely.